With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, good morning, Sabrina.
Hey, oh my God, let's do this thing. What do you guys want to know?
Lots. I want to know why you emailed us, like, to start. And it's not like a wrong answer for you. It just sounded like, I don't know, it just sounded like a bad date to us. Is that what this is about?
What do you mean?
How do I put this? What's the motivation? Like,
well, let's rewind.
Okay.
Because we know what's going on, but not everyone is as clued in.
Right.
So you and Tony met online, right? You went out on a date, and from what you wrote, it
was a mess.
It was a mess, yeah.
A real mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a whole mess. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Okay. But you're saying you do want another date with this guy, like, after all of that.
Okay. Well, it's not that simple. I mean, I don't think it was going to be a bad date, you know, going in. I didn't think that. I mean, actually, right. I thought it was going to be like, I don't know, like, I thought it was going to be really, really hot.
Oh.
I mean, I would have bet you anything that it was going to be a great night.
What made you think that?
That's just, well, almost immediately after we matched, I could tell he was just, like, really into me. Mm. You know? I figured he liked what he saw. You know, and not like I'm trying to be like really conceited or anything. I liked what I saw, like in him too. He was like super hot. So
yeah.
I'm not like a perfect 10, but I thought my profile was looking pretty good. And he was obviously thought that I was like hot and enough to reach out. He reached out, right?
Okay. No, true, of course. True. Like, are you getting that from just the initial match or his messages or what?
Wait, you want me to read them to you?
Oh, hell no. No.
You want me? I don't know how those go.
No.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, anyway, well, we were messaging, you know, back and forth, and I could read the room. I'm grown, okay, so I get myself all ready. I don't want to see my own horn, but damn, I knew I was looking good. I was looking good as hell.
Okay.
And we met up to go to dinner, so he was just, right off the bat, a total...
Mm.
His attitude, it just sucked from the start.
Well, how bad? Like, how bad was it?
Well, the way he was acting, I felt like, okay, like, he didn't want to be there. And, I mean, he was, like, sort of mean. And, like, the whole thing was his idea, so it's, like, really weird. But he was on his phone. He was, you know when you're with someone and you just know that they're, like, counting the seconds before they have to leave?
Yes.
Or they can
That
sleep.
Was him.
Yeah.
But, like, no conversation, no flirting. It wasn't, like, it was bad. It was just... Nothing. Like, there was nothing. He was flat. We ate. We split the bill. I totally insisted. And then we went our separate ways, and I was like,
okay.
What?
So what? Like, you're thinking whatever happened, it was, like, before you two met up? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, it had to be. I didn't do anything. He was in a totally mood before I even showed up. And that's why I emailed you guys. I need to know what's going on with this guy.
And you don't have any suspicions or anything to go off of here?
No. I mean, I thought at first maybe he was, like, having some sort of episode. Something was legit wrong with him.
Right.
Like, totally off. He was, like, he got some bad news or maybe got fired or something. But the more I thought about it, the more I got confused. And it just keeps getting weirder in my mind. And I'm just like, I'm here to get answers.
Okay. But, like, aren't you a little worried to hear what he's going to say? Like, what if it's you? Like, do you really want to know?
I know. Wrestling with this earlier, like, obviously I didn't want it to go badly, but I want to know what got into his head. I mean, how on earth he could lose interest in me before we met? Like, there's no conceivable reason.
Maybe it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, it could be. Like,
might be literally anything.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out soon. Tony's up. We're gonna get him on the phone. Talk to him. It's coming up.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Sabrina definitely wants another date with Tony.
Yeah.
Or so she says.
Yeah.
The date was bad from the beginning.
It was.
Like, they had chemistry online.
Right.
But then when they met up in person, she said he was mean.
Yeah.
And flat. And it was weird. So bad, she insisted, like, on paying half the bill.
Yeah. Like, that sounds like something you just move on from. But I guess she thought that this, like...
What is salvageable?
That there was some heat. Like, maybe there's, like... something just that could be gotten over.
Well, let's see if Tony felt that way, and if we can convince him to go out again. Hey, is this Tony?
Yeah, this is Tony. What's up?
We're Frito and Katie from Y100. How's it going, Tony?
I'm fine. What's going on?
Well, congrats is in order here, bud, because we're calling you with a free prize that we do. So it's a date night package where you'd get to essentially pick anything you want, right? And it's all free. We pay for the whole thing. So it could potentially be really nice. And since it's that nice, we had to put a kind of condition on it.
Mm.
So you'd have to go out with the person who entered you for said prize, okay?
Right.
Her name is Sabrina. I think y'all might have gone out a while back.
Sabrina.
Yeah, Sabrina. I mean, we don't know what we heard.
Right.
But she was interested in taking another shot at this. Like, are you down for that?
No, I'm going to stop you right there. I really don't know what's going on with her, but I honestly, like, I feel like I got duped, in a way. You know, she kind of, like, sold me a bill of goods, if you know what I'm saying.
Like, she conned you or something? Like, what, this is like some elaborate grift or what?
How?
Well, yeah, actually, yeah. I mean, I guess that's exactly what she was doing. I showed up to our date. And obviously I was expecting to see the girl that I matched with online, who, by the way, the pictures were just like ethereal.
Ethereal?
You know, goddess.
Okay.
And then I got Sabrina.
Hey.
So, yeah, I mean, no disrespect. She's a good looking girl. I mean, I guess the resemblance was kind of close,
but okay.
I mean, she ain't exactly what she was in those pictures.
Okay. So, yeah. So she catfished
kind
you.
Kind of. Kind
maybe,
of,
yeah.
Kind of catfish.
I did absolutely not catfish anyone. Okay, that is a bald-faced lie.
Oh God, Sabrina.
Like,
oh,
God. Yes, yeah. Please don't hate us.
I can't believe you think that. That is disgusting. I did not catfish anyone. That was me, my face.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, look, I don't know how else to put it. All I know is, you know, those pictures in your profile. I mean, that is absolutely not you. I mean, maybe they are, but obviously you're using some kind of crazy filters. I mean, you know, when I first saw the pictures, I thought you were like some kind of model or something like that. Your eyes, your hair. I mean, you know, guys, do you guys all have an Instagram account?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Can I send you some of these, the screen caps of these? I mean, honestly, like, I don't think I'm doing it justice. I'm not saying they're just like a little off. It's night and day.
Okay.
And then Sabrina walked into the restaurant and I mean, my heart just sank. You know, I don't know if she's like some kind of Photoshop whiz or something, but it just doesn't add up to me.
Well,
you know, it's just not matching up.
Sabrina, what's he talking about?
Are you using old pictures or a bunch of filters like doctored photos or something?
Yeah. Are the pictures even of you?
Oh my God. Yes, they are me. Nothing's going on. I don't know why Tony is freaking out like this. I know they're good pictures. Tony, that's why I bought them.
Okay, what do you mean bought them?
They aren't just your normal selfies or anything. I mean, I got them from this AI thing, and all my friends were raving about
them.
This is so great.
Wait.
Oh,
are these...
We're
talking about the AI headshots,
oh, dude,
right?
Those,
because, yeah, those are
those
insane.
Those are wild.
We want those.
Very
okay,
much so.
Right? Yeah. You know then, so that they're amazing, but they're all based off of me. There wouldn't be any
picture
if it wasn't me.
They're AI?
Yeah, okay, so, man, I'm probably going to botch this, but I think basically you send whatever site it is some selfies, and it's not expensive. It's like 15 bucks.
Or 10, yeah.
Yeah, then it legit looks like you're getting a shoot in Vogue or, like, I mean, it's incredible.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's you, but it's better.
Okay, but it's not you, right? It's not you?
No, but it is. It's like a version of me that I took nothing but good pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like... I'm not using Facetune or changing all my facial features or something like that. It's just completely different.
Okay, but it's not though. This is catfishing. This is exactly what catfishing is. You post to the gallery if you're looking completely different than you normally do. That's the definition of catfishing. You know, you don't look like that in real life. And if you think it's close, you really should get your eyes checked.
Oh, okay? This is ridiculous. Those photos are of me, and it's clearly me.
I mean, the eyes, the expression, you know, the confidence. None of that is you. It's the version. It's what you wish you were. That's kind of the saddest part of all this.
Man, it cannot be that far off.
It is like, based on pictures of her. I see what she's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, I saw what I saw, okay? I mean, if I bought you on Amazon, like, I would definitely return you.
Dude.
I'm just saying, I mean, I wish girls would just understand that all we want is honesty. We want an honest presentation of how you look. We don't want to be surprised. You know, we don't want to get tricked. It's that simple. You just got to be real. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I don't even have any more time to waste on this. Just don't call me. Just lose my number, okay? Don't call me again.
Yeah, lost. Okay, so
I definitely wasn't going to say this.
No date. Sorry, I'm still trying to work this
processing through all of this info.
I'm going to send you these pictures. I'm going to send you some selfies, and then you tell me. I mean, I never would have thought catfishing, but did I do something wrong here? I mean, the program that created those pictures from pictures of me, it is me. He's the right?
I don't think we need to see.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be able to post them or anything.
Actually, yes, go ahead and send them anyway. Just I want to see, like, you know, how they turned out. Look, man, is that
catfishing?
Yeah, like, are filters catfishing then? Like, where's
the line?
Yeah.
What's he even asking for? He wants us to be, like, real? That's ridiculous. You look at Instagram, people always put a filter on themselves. And if everybody's putting a filter on themselves, then everybody's making themselves look the best that they can. Or, like, you want, what did you want? Like, a passport photo?
Oh,
like,
God.
Should I roll in some mud? Oh, what did you want? Like, a mug shot? Like, what's the expectation? I'm trying to look good.
I don't know.
Like, put my best foot forward. And I'm trying to get, like, meet decent guys. Because if you just put yourself like a normal person in a hiking boots or something, you're going to get, like, some dude who's like 3'4", who's, you know, got one tooth.
Okay,
but I mean, they got the job done.
But yeah. Look, they do tend to look, and I don't know, different. But look, we're gonna investigate and see what people think. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.